Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What can you tell us?
Thanks. So it's been a pretty dark few months for the cannabis sector, and these results from Canopy just kind of underline that today. They had revenue that missed the lowest analyst expectations. Very large loss that one analyst called astounding. And essentially, they've chalked it up to just a retail rollout in the Canadian legal cannabis market that's been much slower than expected. Now, Canopy has been for a long time and still is the largest cannabis company in the world by market value. Value has come down quite a bit as the sector as a whole has taken a beating lately for a whole bunch of different reasons.
Some of those reasons are?
Well, there's the slow Canadian retail, but here in the United States, there's been a lot of issues as well. The states that have legalized, California being a prominent example, have really struggled to contend with the black market. The black market is still very powerful in many states. Prices are lower. People don't have to pay taxes on the pot that they're buying from their dealers. So that's been one major issue. And then other states that were thought to be on the verge of legalization, like New York and New Jersey, have moved much slower than expected. And so when you tie that into the fact that it remains illegal at the federal level, U.S. banks and institutional investors are still very reluctant to touch the sector, it just all adds up to a very difficult time period for the space. And on top of that, companies are having a harder and harder time raising financing. So some of the smaller ones are beginning to run out of cash as well.
I wonder if police are going after people for pot sales at all. I mean, I know they do still bust the big farms, but you know, if somebody was selling booze without a license, that would be a problem.
Yeah, there have been some pretty big high-profile crackdowns. California actually just had one recently where I believe they seized about $1 billion worth of illegal cannabis. So there's certainly crackdowns going on, but the black market is just so huge, and it tends to be undaunted in the face of these things. Even in Canada, where cannabis is legal across the country, they're still struggling with the black market, which still accounts for about 40 to 45% of sales, according to authorities.
Well, the taxes, as you mentioned, are incredibly high at the dispensaries.
Yes, absolutely. And that's been one of the reasons why the prices at the legal level are just so much higher than the black market, which, again, if you're a consumer and you already had a relationship with a dealer, you know, even though it's legal, it might be easier and cheaper just to keep that relationship going.
But this was always the case. I mean, the stocks did so well for a while.
Yeah, and you can say perhaps a lot of companies overpromised and underdelivered. There was so much optimism going into legalization in California, in Canada, and an assumption that this space would be worth tens of billions of dollars within just a few years. And that hasn't really played out. And I think, you know, now investors are taking a more realistic look at the space. They're not just buying indiscriminately. They're looking much more closely at the fundamentals of these companies. And in a lot of cases, they're not really liking what they're seeing because most of these companies are still losing large amounts of money.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.